Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, it is time to load up the old pickup with the fishing gear. Head down to Lake Fork. Now, longtime friend of mine, guide Seth Vanover, is on the shore there, probably the minnow bucket, getting ready to go out and catch some more fish. But we're going to get us a current Lake Fork update from Seth on the catfish, which is awesome, and also the crappie. And Seth also fishes for the largemouth. We're going to see what's going on there headquartered at the minnow bucket. Seth, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
You have been on a fishing marathon, buddy. I've been keeping up with you. Catfish one day, crappie the next, and then you're fishing for catch, you know, when you fish for these big bass, bass fishing too. Let's start. We've got so much to cover. Let's start first with the catfish. I saw just a day or two ago on Facebook, your guys loaded up a cooler with, looked like some big old chunky channel cat. What's the ticket now? A lot of folks are listening and they're thinking, I would like to get me some catfish. Well, they can always go fishing with Seth Vanover and pretty much be assured of it. But if they want to fish on their own, Seth, what's some good tips for the catfish right now?
It's pretty easy right now. The biggest ticket right now is get out early and beat the heat.
Yes.
But it's easy. Find you 20 to no more than about 25 foot of water in some timber right now, somewhere where you can tie off to, you know, make it easy. Drop you half a bag of range cubes in two different spots. Get you some Stubby's cheese bait. Come on back and start catching them. It's pretty much that simple.
Just get a catfish bait in the water, right? That's it?
It's that simple right now. Make sure the holes are baited up.
Yeah.
You know, you'll start catching them a lot faster. But in that depth range, 20 to 25 foot, and it's really, really easy.
It's amazing, you know, and that sounds so simple to people that may not fish a lot, but truly – It is. I mean, that's the way it's – if there's a foolproof way to catch them that works 99.9% of the time, I don't think you could go to a place at Lake Fork and find water at that depth, bait it up, and not catch – now, there's going to be some places you'll catch more, but not catch a mess of fish, Seth, you know?
No.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you bait it, there's going to be fish there. And like you said, there's some places you'll catch, you know, more than others. But
yeah,
as long as it's baited, you're going to catch fish.
Right. So tell us how you're rigging up. I know it's a simple rigging, I'd like folks to know the hook size and the weight, if you use any. Sometimes you don't even really need a weight. But how do you rig up for them, Seth?
It's a straight up 17 pound test on open face or spinning reels, and a number 4 treble hook and a hunk of bait. I don't use any weight. The bait's dense enough and it gets down there fast enough. And, you know, on the days where they're just kind of pecking at it, it helps you feel that bite a little better. So I don't like using any weights. And I mean, it's that simple.
Yep.
You get it down there on bottom. And a lot of times I see the mistakes made that, make sure you don't let a whole lot of line out at once. You know, peel it off your rod, you know, foot or two at a time. And the reason I say that is when they really get running, the fish really get biting, as soon as that bait gets down there, you need to be ready to set that hook. So, you know, don't have a whole bunch of line out.
Right, right.
And, you know, watch your line, get your bait on bottom, get that slack out pretty quick and get ready. So it's real simple.
It is. It's one of my favorite styles of fishing. I love the catfish, just like you talked about. And one thing, once you get your bait down there, you know, to bottom, if you can feel it. You have to be able to, even that's not the finesse fishing like you know it is crappie, but still, it can be when they're not, even when they are aggressive. A lot of times that old catfish is going to pick it up and come up a foot or two. And, you know, when he does, if that line goes slack, well, stick it to him, you know. I mean, use the wrist action and set the hook, right?
And that's it. Yeah, you know, another thing, and you don't want them swallowing that hook, is if you got a bunch of slack out and they're aggressive and they're just taking off with it, you don't want them swallowing the hook either. You could go through a lot of hooks that way. So, you know, just having – maintain that attention to your line is the big thing right now, because they're super aggressive right now. There ain't no hint taking on this bait. When it gets to the bottom, they're running off with it.
That's good. And you know, really, even a big catfish, a big channel cat, at times can be a tentative bite. Just peck, peck, and you might have a 6-pounder on there. But right now, as a general rule, they're whacking it pretty hard then, right?
No, yeah. Yeah, generally, the harder they hit, the smaller they are.
Yeah.
Now, when you get those little hen pecks, you know, when you get that hook set, and then all of a sudden you hear that,
right,
that's that drag getting pulled.
That's what we all live for, you know, that's true. Yeah, exactly. So that's a good point. And I think, you know, if you watch a school of fish, you know, those little ones, they got a lot to lose. I mean, they can get at themselves, you know. So, I mean, I'm talking about a little, like you say, the hen side, little ones. They run in there and peck, peck, and they're out of there. But that old big one, when he sucks that bait in, it's for real. He's ready to eat, isn't he, you know?
When you set that hook, you know real fast between a 2-pound channel cat and an 8-pound channel cat. You know the difference real fast.
You do. Well, that's the catfishing. Once you're armed, folks, with these tactics, I don't see a reason why you can't go out there right now and catch a good mess, like Seth says, early and late. I mean, by early, I really, by 10:30, it's already getting warm on most days, Seth. And how about your crappie now? This is, going toward the end of June, so it's I guess the summer pattern is locked in now?
Oh, yeah. They're locked up on standing timber. Or if you want to catch numbers, you know, and do it pretty quick, you go out to some brush piles. And it's, as long as you catch a good windy day, you know, it got a little top on the water, you're going to have a more successful day. If the lake is like glass, I'd just soon go make sure the AC's working in my RV somewhere. Fishing a glass lake is very tough.
Yeah, and I've thought about that. I've talked to biologists. It's always been kind of a great interest of mine. That is true. any fisherman will agree that a flat, slick lake is not, you know, you think, well, there's no wind to worry with. This is perfect. It's usually not perfect. You know, a lot of people have the opinion that the wind, the chop on the water diffuses the surface. And the fish are not as – it'd be like looking through a mirror in a way. I guess you could liken it to that. The fish are not as spooky when there's a little – or not as spooked when there's a little diffusion chop on the water. I don't know what causes it, but there's few things in the outdoors that I consider, you know, as an absolute fact. But that's one of them. Now, like many things in the outdoors, we don't really know the whys of it, but it is true. What's your opinion? What do you think it is, Seth, the reason that it's better?
I think it's that. I tell my customers, I equate it to this. If, you know, what do you want to do when it's 95 degrees outside and there's no wind? You want to just sit still and find some air conditioning. And right. Fish want to do the same thing. But, you know, if it's 95 outside and you got a little wind, you got a little breeze, it makes it somewhat comfortable, you're a little bit more active.
Exactly.
That's how I equate it.
Yep. Well, that makes sense, you know. One thing we do know, little chop this time of year, if you can get that, you got it. You're well on your way to catching some fish. Is it still the chartreuse and white 1/16 ounce that you're fishing with, the jigs?
The white and chartreuse is still working okay. I've gone to a blue head with a chartreuse tail, and that seems to be working better now. The color jig head really doesn't matter, but 1/16 ounce is still the jig head size I'm using.
Okay. It's so, if there is a finesse type fish, it is a crappie. It always amazed me how just a slight difference. The crappie niblet, don't go fishing without a crappie niblet on there. You've told me that, and I fish with you enough. I believe it. It's true. Put the niblet on there, and it ups your percentage way high. But how the little subtle color changes in baits, especially on crappie, it always amazed me. But it is key to catching them, isn't it?
It is. It's during May. That is my white and chartreuse month. That's just the way it is. When it gets into June, they start wanting different things. So you know, they still may want the white and chartreuse one day, but then you gotta start experimenting. They may want a red or a purple or an orange.
Right.
You just from day to day, you gotta have different stuff ready to roll
in June. Yep.
But like you said, you gotta have a niblet.
You gotta have right.
What you throw.
Right. Well, Seth, Lake Fork Cat and Crappie on Facebook is a good way to connect with you, or the website, right?
Yes, sir. Facebook, like the page. You can see everything we've been doing or contact me through there. That's the easiest way.
You bet. That's good. And they can see what you've been catching. I want to brag on the Minnow Bucket, and I know you are a Minnow Bucket bragger too, the marina there. We stayed those rooms are – somebody's coming to Lake Fork, the Minnow Bucket is I highly recommend that you, if you need a room to stay in, or the pavilion there, that's where the Catfish Classic, you know, was held, Seth. And the pavilion, there's a lot of tournaments headquartered there too. Fish cleaning station. It's a great spot to spend some time there, you know?
It really is. Tony and his crew in there, just best people in the world. Got an excellent breakfast, excellent lunch. They keep the rooms clean. Just super friendly place to go. So that's why I base my operations.
I know you do.
Super friendly.
Good, and just a good clean place. Well managed. Seth, thank you for being with us, buddy, and we'll get you back soon. I do appreciate you keeping me and all of our listeners tuned in on Lake Fork, and you do a good job. You do a lot of hard work down there fishing, as busy as anybody I know, but keep up the good work, buddy.
I appreciate it, Lou. Thank you.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.